Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920. The Answer. In this segment, are there security cameras inside of the Airbnb you stayed at recently? Something to think about, right? And Rivian, which is a huge manufacturer of electric cars. I shouldn't say huge, not as big as Tesla, for sure. But Rivian pauses construction on its plant in Georgia. They were going to build a $5 billion plant here in Georgia. My name is Cleve Gaddis. You're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio. I'm joined in the studio by Tammy Slay from Dallas, Texas.
Hello.
Tammy is my sweetheart.
Yes, I am.
Has been for 2.5 years.
Yes, sir.
Working on 3 years.
That's right.
And
that's what we hope.
She's also a, as long as I act right, is and you've been a real estate broker, and you've been a real estate agent, and you've been a team leader, and you and I have been in the business almost the same amount of time.
Almost.
Which is unusual because I'm a little bit older than you are.
That is true.
Yes.
That is true.
Yes, yes, yes.
10 years.
Well, you don't have to just brag on that. So let's just say you're younger than I am, however much
by
that
10
is.
Years.
Exactly. Well, don't forget, if you want to communicate with us, it's gogaddisradio.com. It's the easiest way to do it. You can ask questions. You can make comments. You can push back. What does that mean, Tammy, to push back?
It really means to challenge or to say, prove it.
Prove it, brother.
Prove it.
You can share your ideas. You can request. We do additional research on your neighborhood, which is called Neighborhood Spotlight. And I know you love those segments. Mm-hmm. And you can subscribe to our podcast. Tammy, do you listen to our podcast sometimes?
I do listen to your podcast.
Do you
truly
listen?
And honestly, I listen. And I listened to your podcast before you and I started dating.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I did.
You were. What do they call that when you follow somebody?
Not a stalker.
Stalker. No, no, no,
I
no,
was
no.
not that.
What do they call it when it happens online?
When what happens online?
When somebody goes and looks at everything that people have online. Or
a Facebook stalker?
Is that what it's called, a stalker?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not going to use that word. That's not funny because you're not a stalker at all. And again, it's very easy. Go to gogaddisradio.com. So you and I have stayed in one Airbnb. And maybe that wasn't even an Airbnb up in the North Georgia Mountains.
Yes,
was
we
it an
did.
Airbnb?
Yeah, for your birthday.
And so
yes.
I'm just going to ask you real quick.
A cabin.
Do I like to stay in Airbnbs generally?
No.
Because?
Because you don't want people seeing you.
I don't.
You don't want them seeing your business.
Exactly. I don't want people snooping on me. I don't want people to have the ability to do it. And I know there's probably a bunch of Airbnb owners in here thinking, this guy's crazy. You know, we're not going to do that.
Right.
But I mean, there's people who will do almost anything.
There's always
out
people.
Out there in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of news lately about cameras being where they shouldn't be. And I have been concerned that I would be watched when I was at an Airbnb on vacation. I haven't really had that same concern at a hotel. I haven't.
But it does happen there, too.
No, I'm sure that it does.
Yeah.
In fact, it just dawns on me because I stay in hotels a lot. But we received a listener question from Margo in Johns Creek. Margo says, we are looking for an Airbnb for spring break. In one of your shows, you mentioned security cameras and a listing. And we did. I think you and I might have done that together.
Yep. Yeah.
And is this allowed in Airbnbs? And so I hate to say it, but today, yes. Now, Airbnb started in 2007, and that was when two hosts welcomed three guests to their house in San Francisco. Over the years, it has grown to over 5 million hosts who have welcomed 1.5 billion guest arrivals.
Wow.
In almost every country around the globe. And effective, and let me see what the date is. I think it's effective April the 30th of this year, if I remember correctly. Let me look through. April the 30th, 2024. Airbnb is banning the use of indoor security cameras in listings globally as part of its efforts to simplify the policy on security cameras and other devices and to continue to prioritize the privacy of their community. I welcome that. Totally.
Yes.
Now, doorbells. By the way, you have Ring security cameras all over your house.
Yes.
And how do you feel about having those?
I love having them.
Because you travel.
Because I want to know my business.
You just don't want anybody else to know your business. So you've got one on the front of your house so you can see what's going on. You've got a Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
You've got one on the inside of the house, but I don't know if you have it on very often. And
not
you've
often.
Got one in the backyard.
Yeah.
And so you
inside
can see.
Inside the garage, outside the garage.
Oh, I forgot
garage.
That. Inside the garage, outside the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's interesting. But there are so many ways. Even those people can you know, hack into them.
I know.
And so, you know,
which is why I don't keep it inside on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless I'm out of town and I want to watch my dog.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
So I have cameras all over my first floor, as you know, because I used to have two dogs and I'd have caregivers come in and take care of them when I traveled. And I just wanted to make sure they were taking care of my pups.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of like having that, but I don't have anything in any of the bedrooms or anywhere near the bedrooms. There is one in the upstairs den, which occasionally I just unplug it and something like that, because if I don't want anybody to see it, I'm not going to let my cameras see it if I don't even want anybody to see it. So, cameras and Airbnbs, right now they're allowed on the inside as long as it's in a common area, a living room, a family room, a kitchen, a hallway, something like that. But they are supposed to be prohibited in the private areas of the home. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want anybody looking at me with a camera anywhere. I don't want them to look at me in the kitchen. What if I want to go in the kitchen in my underwear?
Okay, so is this a rule Airbnb's making or is this a legislative rule?
Airbnb.
So, I mean, if someone disobeys it, there's no legal action.
Well, and I don't know what it is. I guess they would just lose their right to have an Airbnb. I don't see anything in here that says anything about that. It just says the cameras will also be prohibited from monitoring indoor spaces of a listing that are not allowed in certain outdoor areas where there's a greater expectation of privacy, like an enclosed outdoor shower or sauna. Oh, my God. Can you imagine somebody monitoring you, watching you while you're in the sauna or the shower or the steam room? This is. I'm sorry. Now I'm getting nervous. I'm not even sure I can stay in hotels anymore.
So it's curious. I mean, I'm curious about it here. I probably will lose my curiosity later. But
what do you mean?
Well, just curious. You know, if there was a camera in a hotel, right, and someone put a camera in, like legally, there's probably legal action, like criminal action.
I would assume that I don't know what the law is in the state of Georgia. I would assume that you can't film somebody
in a hotel
private area without their permission.
But in an Airbnb, as of this moment, you can. But
you have to disclose it. You have to tell the people who are going to stay there in advance. Who's policing it?
Who's policing? Is this a company policy or is this a legal policy? Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a ask for repentance later because the ramification is only I can't be a host anymore, which there are a lot of legit professional hosts out there.
Oh, yeah, who are doing it right.
Who are doing it right.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't dream of doing this.
And so that may be the tip is, like, if you're going to stay at an Airbnb, look and see how many properties that host.
Maybe find one that owns 100.
Right.
Then you'll be in good shape. I just looked it up, and Georgia prohibits the use of cameras without the consent of all persons observed to observe, photograph, or record the activities of another person which occur in any private place out of public view. And that would be, so in the front yard, you don't have that right to privacy. Right. When you come in a house, in my opinion, you've got that. And I would guess that that's probably very similar in the state of Texas, if I had to guess. Would you?
I would think so.
Georgia and Texas have very, very similar laws. Georgia, I actually, believe this or not, I think in some ways Georgia's laws might be a little more conservative in some areas than Texas. Would you agree with that? You and I have talked about some different policies, landlord-tenant laws, stuff like that. And Texas has some real balanced laws on its books.
By conservative, you meant Georgia's more lenient.
Less restrictive.
Yeah.
Less restrictive. Yeah, that is. Thanks for clarifying that. That is kind of what I meant, which surprised me because I'd have thought Texas is the Wild West and get your gun and get your hat and your boots and rock and roll. I mean, that's the perception.
Right.
But you guys have lots of interesting laws that are really designed to protect people who are not capable of protecting themselves.
Yeah.
You know what a Rivian truck or car is?
I do.
Have you seen them?
I have seen
them. They're good looking. I like those Rivian trucks. Well, the electric vehicle manufacturer Rivian has decided to delay indefinitely plans to build a $5 billion electric vehicle plant east of Atlanta. Instead, Rivian decided that it will manufacture the, and I think it's an SUV, R2 midsize SUV they're planning to build here. They're going to start building them in Normal, Illinois. And I guess it's probably an economic decision. I started doing a little bit of research to see if the company said they would save some money because they got huge. This was at one time, Tammy, the biggest economic development win in the state of Georgia because we won a $5 billion electric vehicle plant very quickly. I think Hyundai, that's weird to say, Hyundai decided they would build a $5.5 billion electric vehicle plant west of Savannah. So it eclipsed the $5 billion, but it's a big, big deal. They said it'd create 7,500 jobs. The state gave $1.5 billion in incentives and tax credits, 25-year no-cost lease, $198.1 million in site and improvements on 1,978 acres. It's a big deal for the state of Georgia. And think about that, 7,500 jobs. And they say that they'll have to wait until the next generation of cars come out because they'll continue to make the R2 or whatever it is in Normal, Illinois. So it could be that it's delayed for up to 2 years.
Wow.
And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Now in Texas, man, you guys have got some industry in Texas. I don't know if you have any big car manufacturers or not, but you've got industry everywhere. I don't think you have any in Dallas. Do you have any car manufacturers in Dallas?
I'm trying to think if Toyota moved their manufacturing to Dallas. Because Toyota,
I forgot that. Yeah, so, but that's their like U.S. headquarters is in Frisco or Plano.
Frisco, yeah.
Actually, probably in Plano because they're on one side of the interstate there.
But they all live in Frisco.
That's true. Plano is pretty nice, too, right?
Plano is
and
very
And then I've heard
nice.
That as you go north from Frisco, Prosper is even nicer as well. Is that correct?
Prosper is very nice. Just a different city. I just live in Frisco.
So. I love it. If someone's listening and you're planning to sell your house anytime in the next 6 months, we believe we can sell your house for $28,000 more than your neighbor. And that gets Tammy's seal of approval, right?
Yes.
It's very easy. Go to gogaddisradio.com, click on $28,000 more, put in a little information, and we'll reach out to you and talk to you about how what we do. You'll have two unique things that I don't believe you can get anywhere else. We'll help you sell your house for $28,000 more. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back in our neighborhood spotlight, Stonewater Creek in Houston, we're going to discuss also the $1 Zillow listing in Michigan. Believe it or not, is back on the market. Those of you who listen know what I'm talking about, and is a fixer-upper worth the time and energy? Stick with us. We'll be back.